Your mojo. Do you feel like you're firing on all cylinders? That's your mojo kicking in. Mojo is that magical ingredient that fuels your enthusiasm and determination. It's what makes you excel when you're tackling challenges with a positive attitude. Think of it as being in the zone, whether you're an athlete or just striving for success in any area of life. But how do you tap into this mojo? Positive spirit towards our current endeavors, originating internally and extending outward. When you're in the groove, others can't help but notice your energy and drive. It's infectious. Each part of this definition has its own meaning. Positive spirit. An evident positive demeanor reflects happiness and meaning. Toward what we are doing. This pertains to the happiness derived from your actions. Now, mojo being centered on the present moment rather than dwelling on the past or future. Exceptional professionals with mojo are fully engaged in the here and now, finding fulfillment and joy in their current activities. That starts from the inside. If you possess mojo, you're aware of it. And radiates to the outside. If you possess mojo, it's evident to others as well. You radiate happiness. Having mojo means accepting each day with enthusiasm and optimism, taking charge of your life, and finding meaning in everything you do. Conversely, nojo represents a state of no joy, where life feels dull, burdensome, and devoid of purpose. People with nojo are often exhibit a zombie-like demeanor, weighed down by negativity, a sense of victimhood and resentment. To build your mojo, focus on finding joy in the little things, setting meaningful goals, and taking proactive steps towards achieving them. Choose joy, accept optimism, and take responsibility for crafting a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Developing your mojo. Mojo isn't something you're born with, it's something you build. The mojo paradox tells us that humans tend to coast through life without much purpose, stuck in routines that keep us from growing. But breaking free from this inertia, this tendency to stay the same, is crucial for personal development. It's about making a conscious effort to change and sticking to it. To enhance your mojo, you've got to actively work on yourself. That means committing to change and keeping up with it, even when it gets tough. Don't let yourself slip back into old habits. Whether it's with the help of a coach, manager, or just by yourself, consistent follow-up is key. To enhance your mojo, evaluate your daily tasks by posing these two inquiries to yourself. Meaning, what purpose does this action serve, and what long-term benefits does it offer? Happiness. What level of happiness and satisfaction does it offer in the immediate term? Transform your life into a continuous journey of self-assessment. By scrutinizing each day's activities for significance and joy, you naturally enhance them. Make informed decisions beforehand about whether to partake in an action. This proactive approach strengthens you to optimize your daily experiences, fostering active learning and personal growth. This will. 1. Identity. To boost your mojo, start by understanding who you are. Successful folks shape the identity they desire, regardless of others' opinions. Mojo is all about this. Your identity doesn't have to be predictable from your past. It's about striving for and achieving the awesome future self you imagine. Think of it as the identity you create for yourself. 2. Achievement. Take a moment to acknowledge what you've accomplished and what you're capable of achieving. Your personal and professional successes hold true value, even if they go unnoticed by others. By understanding and appreciating your own ambitions, you maintain your drive and momentum. 3. Reputation. Maintaining your mojo relies heavily on your reputation. If it's tarnished, you must work hard to rebuild it, but it won't be a walk in the park. Changing people's perception of you demands consistent effort. Let's say you've gained a reputation for being careless in your work. Reversing that impression means being meticulous in everything you do. One slip-up could undo months of progress. Once people expect carelessness, they'll actively seek it out, Dot, repeatedly demonstrate your commitment to improvement through your actions. Whether it's double-checking your work or going the extra mile, consistency is key. Pay close attention to every task, no matter how small. Sloppiness breeds skepticism, so make sure your work is impeccable at all times. Restoring your reputation won't happen overnight. Stay patient and stay focused on your goal. 4. Acceptance. It's crucial to recognize and manage toxic emotions that can weigh us down. By acknowledging these feelings and consciously choosing to let go of them, we open up space for growth and positivity in our lives. Letting go doesn't mean ignoring or suppressing emotions, but rather, it involves releasing their hold on us and moving forward with clarity and resilience. Developing this practice strengthens us to create a mindset of self-awareness, forgiveness, and emotional freedom, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and enriching life journey. The Mojo Scorecard. Everyone has two types of mojo: professional mojo, which involves your skills and attitude at work, and personal mojo, which relates to how fulfilling your activities are personally. To track changes in your mojo, rate each activity on a scale of 1 to 10 in 10 different categories. Each category can score a maximum of 10 points, making a total of 100 points per activity. By tallying these scores, you can figure out which activities are lifting your mojo and which ones aren't. The initial 5 sections evaluate professional considerations, while the subsequent 5 gauge personal responses. 1. Motivation. Are you just idling away the time, low score, or are you actively engaged, high score? 2. Knowledge. Give yourself a high score if you're confident in your ability to perform the skills needed for this activity. If you're unsure, give yourself a lower score. 3. Ability. If you've got the knack for doing tasks with flair and speed, aim for a top score. Otherwise, settle for a lower one. 4. Confidence. If you're confident in your ability to tackle the task at hand, you'll earn a high score. But if you're feeling unsure, it's better to acknowledge it. 5. Authenticity. To assess your enjoyment of an activity, rate it high if you genuinely like it and low if you don't. 6. Happiness. Evaluate activities based on the joy they bring. Rate high for joy-inducing activities, low for joyless ones. 7. Reward. Is the activity worth your time, money, or effort? A simple yes can earn a high score, but there's more to consider. 8. Meaning. Does the activity satisfy you? Give a high score for yes and a low score for no. 9. Learning. Activities are scored high if they contribute to your growth. Otherwise, they receive a low score. 10. Gratitude. Do you find satisfaction in what you do? Recognition leads to success. Monotony does not. Your Mojo Toolkit. Improving your mojo involves tweaking 2 aspects: yourself, you, and your circumstances, it. Sometimes, boosting your mojo means changing something about you, while other times, it is about changing your situation. Knowing which to adjust isn't always straightforward. Here's how to use these tools to solve problems and make changes to keep your mojo strong. Establish criteria that matter to you. To pave a clear path forward, pinpoint goals that matter to you personally and professionally. These goals should align with your standards and aspirations, propelling you toward progress. Find out where you're living. Are you content with what you do? Does it give you a sense of purpose? Without a positive answer, it's hard to keep your motivation going. Be the optimist in the room. Many people struggle to improve their lives because they give up too soon on self-improvement. This happens for various reasons. Change takes time. It's tough. Distractions happen. Initial efforts may not yield immediate results. People often think they've achieved their goals prematurely and quit. But change demands persistence and commitment. Once you veer off your self-improvement path, negativity creeps in, leading to quitting. Don't fall into these traps. Understanding that change is a challenge, Acknowledge the hurdles as part of the journey. Prepare for them. Stay positive. Believe you'll overcome them, because you will. Take away one thing. External factors can often drain our motivation and zest for life, whether it's negative people, stressful situations, or tiresome routines. Just like John Madden, the former NFL commentator, tackled his fear of flying head-on, we too can overcome hurdles that dampen our spirits. During football season, Madden travels across the country in his luxury bus, the Madden Cruiser, sponsored by corporations. This proactive approach allows him to avoid the anxiety of flying and stay focused on what he loves, football. Rebuild one brick at a time. Your mojo might feel overwhelming when you think about all the work ahead, but don't let that bring you down. Take it step by step. Your goal should be serial achievement, accomplishing one thing after another. E.L. Doctorow. Writing a novel is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. This means you don't need to have everything mapped out from the start. Live your mission in the small moments, too. Always remember to ask yourself, what do I want to achieve, and how will I achieve it? This simple question, often posed by management expert Peter Drucker, holds immense power. Your mission is your guiding light, directing every decision and action you take. It's the roadmap for your life's journey. That is crucial to define your mission clearly. Take time to reflect on what truly matters to you and what you aspire to accomplish. Swim in the blue water. Trying something new can supercharge your motivation and help you reach your goals. Get creative and think outside the box to make progress. When to stay, when to go. Evaluate your job tasks and responsibilities using the Mojo Scorecard. Assign grades based on how fulfilling and aligned they are with your career goals. This analysis will help you identify whether the issue lies with your current job it or requires personal development on your part, you. Hello, goodbye. When facing the possibility of losing your job, it's crucial to prepare a pre-exit strategy. Just as important as how you start a job is how you leave it. This strategy helps navigate the delicate and potentially reputation-damaging situation of leaving a job. Adopt a metrics system. Gathering data about situations affecting your personal or professional life can lead to valuable insights and improvements. For instance, if you're concerned that your clients are no longer seeking your advice as frequently as before, start tracking the number of calls you receive from them each week. A decrease in calls could indicate a problem that needs addressing. Remember to record both positive and negative outcomes. Actively learning from this data can help you adapt and enhance your effectiveness. Reduce the time you waste. According to recent surveys, a whopping 65% of our talk time is spent on trivial matters. If your chats often revolve around boasting or criticizing others, it's time to shift gears. Instead, focus on discussions that promote learning and growth. Cut back on idle chatter and redirect your energy towards engaging in meaningful exchanges. Influence up as well as down. In business, it's common for people to prioritize treating clients and customers with care and respect. However, sometimes they forget to extend the same level of concern to their bosses. This can lead to problems, as it's crucial to treat your boss with utmost respect. Being cavalier towards your boss can have negative consequences. Always prioritize showing respect to those in higher positions. Name it, frame it, claim it. Assigning names to challenges can help us understand and overcome them. For instance, if your child tries to get what they want by asking one parent after being denied by the other, they're using the divide and conquer strategy. Once you recognize this, you can put a stop to it. Similarly, when you give a salesperson the nickname Closer, you're acknowledging their skill and determination. Give your friends a lifetime pass. If you sometimes let family members get away with behavior you wouldn't tolerate from others, extend the same leniency to your friends. Boost your mojo. Increasing your mojo involves improving yourself while also seeking help from others. support significantly boosts your chances of making big life changes. Don't hesitate to ask for assistance. You'll benefit, and you might be able to help them in return. Start by telling your friends and family that they're important to you and that you feel great when they're around. Mojo is about having a positive spirit that starts from within and spreads outward. Showing happiness around others demonstrates that your mojo is strong. Key points. 1. Create mojo through positivity, meaningful goals, and proactive steps. 2. Build identity, acknowledge achievements, maintain reputation, and practice emotional acceptance. 3. Assess mojo with the mojo scorecard for professional and personal fulfillment. 4. Increase mojo by consciously changing and persisting through challenges. 5. Utilize tools like personal criteria, support seeking, and metrics for mojo strengthening. 6. Focus on serial achievement, live your mission daily, and adjust tasks as needed. 7. Express gratitude, seek novelty, and prioritize respect to sustain and increase mojo.